Jacksonville attorney Crystal Freed is a nationally recognized leader in human trafficking advocacy. After growing up in Trinidad and Tobago, she came to the U.S. as a dreamer, the daughter of an undocumented worker. Now, for the first time, she shares how her own violent childhood inspired her life's mission, to help sex and labor trafficking survivors. Tracy Sadegan has her story.
For Crystal Freed, giving back to human trafficking victims is rooted in a violent childhood.
That earliest memory is my parents were fighting. And these weren't fighting with just words. It was physical.
Freed says her experience with trauma helps her relate to other victims.
My dad was a philanderer, and my mom, obviously, she was hurt by that. And every time she would find out and she would ask him about it, he would not be truthful, and then they would subsequently fight, and he became very, very abusive to her.
Physically abusive?
Physically abusive, to the point that actually she has a permanent restraining order against him. It was that bad. We're talking like broken ribs and, you know, blood. It was just a terrible scene.
The family moved to South Florida following an attempted coup in Trinidad and Tobago in 1990. For the first time, Freed realized she had rights.
I called the police one time. This was after I was bleeding. So they came and he was arrested.
Feeling trapped, she ran away. And when her parents found her, they sent her to a group home.
They wanted to teach me a lesson, so they took me to this place that was for truants. And I was so scared, so, so very scared, because these kids were bad kids.
After she went back home, she attempted suicide twice.
I don't understand why it was not successful, because I took an immense amount of pills. And all that happened was I had a headache and I slept it off, and I kept on asking God, why can't I just escape?
At 18, she escaped to college, worked 3 jobs, and went on to law school. She says her strong faith helped her find her calling and break from the past. A decade ago, she devoted her law practice to representing sex and labor trafficking survivors for free.
The work that I do, there is a compulsion to do it because I knew I was saved, and you can't be saved and not give back.
Using what she calls a victim-centered approach, she first takes care of clients' immediate needs, whether that's food or shelter. She only talks about legal options if a client wants to. Her message to human trafficking victims?
God sees you and God loves you. And there are an army of people that are trying to find you. Hang in there. It's going to be a long road, but you're going to emerge not just a survivor, but a thriver.
So far, she's helped more than a dozen victims on their paths to freedom. For WJCT News, I'm Tracy Sadegan.